This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Our questions today are for Rosa Stewart Stevens of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. I know we've been talking a lot about COVID-19, the spread of this. I mean, initially when this came out, there seemed to be a lot of concern about it. There seemed to be a lot of concern about how fast it could spread to people. But there's a reason for that.
Okay. The reason is that it's a novel virus. It's a brand new virus. And what is believed is that it started with bats in China and spread from bats to some other animal. And that animal then spread it to humans. Now, humans have never been exposed to this virus ever before. So every human being on the face of this earth is likely to get this virus unless we get a vaccine and then they're vaccinated and won't get it. But every human being on the face of this earth will get the coronavirus.
Because we don't have antibodies.
Zero immunity to this virus. It's a brand novel virus. It's a brand new virus.
Okay. Because I think a lot of us, and I'll lump myself into this, we're probably concerned with the concern of health organizations that it must be a terrible disease. It's got relatively low symptoms.
Well, and low death rates as well. Compared to the regular flu, we get 300,000 deaths to 600,000 deaths. And so far, the coronavirus, we've had 3,500 deaths. So it's not as lethal as our regular flu. But right. Every person on the face of this earth will get coronavirus.
At some point. What about who is going to be affected by this? Because when we talk about it, generally healthy people.
Yes.
You're looking at runny nose.
Yeah. Mild symptoms.
Mild stuff.
Very mild. Like you get a cold every year, a little runny nose, a little coffee. It's no big deal. You just keep on keeping on. And that will be the coronavirus for you. And we need to be so aware of our immunocompromised people because it will be deadly for them. It will be very difficult for them to respond because they're immunocompromised.
Right.
That's just what immunocompromisation means. So by us being really careful in our community, washing our hands, wiping the counters, using hand sanitizer of 70% or more, and that is what we make at Victoria Square, so that's what you want, and using Javex to wipe your counters, the one part of Javex to nine parts of water, or Lysol wipes, phones, desks, anything that you touch, toys, door handles, phones. Don't forget your phone. Every time you wash your hands, you must wipe your mobile phone because that will prevent the spread, because you do something and sneeze or cough or whatever, you wash your hands and then pick up your phone again.
Important to be vigilant, all the time, but especially right now. And if you've got questions about COVID, about flu symptoms, about how to feel better, get a hold of our friend Rosa Stewart Stevens of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy through Facebook. You can text 961-0177 or give a call 922-8959.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckvi.com.